When a child is bedwetting beyond the age of potty training, it can cause much distress and frustration in both the parents as well as the child. Perhaps you've been concerned that there is an underlying problem with your child who can't seem to have consistently dry nights. We'd like to put your minds at ease and talk about the physiological reasons for bedwetting on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A mom recently wrote to us with this question about her son. How can we stop our child from wetting the bed? What do we need to know about the causes of this behavior? Our son is well past the age of potty training, yet I still have to change his bedding several times a week. I've lost my patience with him more than once, and I can tell he's hurt by it. Is there a solution to this problem? Gaining consistent control of bladder and bowel functions during daytime hours is a significant milestone for a toddler or preschooler. For many children, keeping the bed dry at night is a more elusive goal, one that might not be reached until quite a bit later in life. You may be surprised to learn that by the age of 5, at least 10 to 20% of children still have issues with bedwetting. In some cases, this problem persists for years. In such instances, there's often a family history of enuresis. That's the involuntary passage of urine into the bed or clothes at least once or twice per month in a child who is at least 5 years of age. Children who wet the bed well into their primary school years often take an emotional beating, and in some cases a physical beating, for it. One of the greatest difficulties faced by bedwetting children is a parent with unrealistic expectations that every child should be completely dry, day and night, by the age of 3. What makes this especially unfortunate is that the behavior is not under the child's conscious control. That's why rewards, reprimands, humiliation, and punishment are ineffective and have no place whatsoever in dealing with bedwetting. The problem is one of physiological maturity, nothing more, nothing less. Accordingly, the best solution in nearly all cases is patience, continued use of nappies or training pants, lots of reassurance, and a few more birthdays. It is important that parents understand some basic realities of nighttime bladder function in children. Only about 1% of children with enuresis will be found upon medical examination to have any underlying disease or disorder, such as a urinary tract infection, diabetes, significant constipation, a congenital abnormality of the urinary tract, or a disturbance in the central nervous system. We'd recommend that you see your pediatrician before ruling out these remote possibilities. In the other 99% of children with enuresis, the problem may involve one or more of the following. Delayed maturation. As a child matures, the automatic emptying reflex is inhibited by the central nervous system. In general, control is achieved earlier by girls than by boys. Small functional bladder capacity. A smaller bladder capacity may contribute to enuresis. Increased formation of urine during the night. Some bedwetters apparently do not secrete more vasopressin at night. That's a hormone that suppresses urine production during sleep. Difficulty awaking when the bladder is full. Many parents have observed that bedwetters are difficult to awaken and seem able to sleep through anything. A family history of enuresis. Since so many of the factors contributing to bedwetting have an inherent physiological basis, it should not be surprising that this problem often runs in families. The following measures may help a child with enuresis. Encourage fluid intake during the day, but discourage drinking liquids within 2 hours of bedtime. Have your child empty his bladder just before bed. Encourage your child to get up during the night to urinate. Protect the mattress with a plastic cover. Offer praise when the child has a dry night or gets up to use the toilet. Avoid expressing dissatisfaction, dismay, or anger when he's wet in the morning. In certain cases, drug therapy may be appropriate. For further information, you should arrange a consultation with your physician. Remember that patience and lots of reassurance will go a long way to ensuring that your child does not feel shamed by his bedwetting. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.